Miller's Crossing, the movie that opened this year's New York Film Festival, is the latest collaboration by the brothers Ethan and Joel Coen. As with their earlier collaborations, Blood Simple and Raising Arizona, Joel directed, Ethan produced, and they wrote the screenplay together. Stephen Schiff has a review of Miller's Crossing.
The Coen brothers have always been precocious put-on artists. Their first two movies were broadly satirical, but they were also so expertly made, so full of vigor and invention, that you had to wonder what these guys would do if they made a serious movie. With the brilliant Miller's Crossing, they finally have. Typically, this darkly beautiful gangster thriller is studded with put-ons and wisecracks, but the satirical elements don't take away from the movie's darkness. They only make it richer. The title hints at what the Coens are up to. Miller's Crossing is a web of crossings and double crossings, all set in a surreal Prohibition-era city that always looks eerily deserted. At the center of the movie is Tom, played by Gabriel Byrne. He's the right-hand man to the Irish gang boss, Leo, played by Albert Finney. But at the beginning of the movie, we meet a rival gang leader, an Italian named Casper. Casper wants Leo to do him a favor. He wants him to knock off Bernie, an unscrupulous Jewish hood the gangsters invariably refer to as the Shmata. Tom advises Leo to go ahead and do it, but Leo mysteriously refuses, and that refusal quickly makes waves all over the city. Eventually, Tom himself is even kicked out of Leo's gang. Naturally, the Italian mobster Casper decides he could use the services of a guy who was so recently the confidant of his chief rival. Here he is offering Tom a deal.
All you gotta do to show your friend is give me Bernie Birnbaum. You know it's the right thing anyway. The Shmata steals from me. I can't have Leo giving him a shiny new penny.
So the deal is I give you Bernie, smooth it over with Leo, and you bail me out with Lizard.
Yeah, and we're all friends again. You, me, Leo, the Dane.
We can maybe have tea sometime.
Come on, Eddie. Friends is a mental state. Wait a second.
I'll think about it.
I'll think about it. You hear that thing? The kid's a thinker. That's terrific.
Does he want a pillow for his head?
What is that slang they're using? Part Damon Runyon, part Dashiell Hammett, it's a gorgeous invented music, and the Coens play it for all it's worth. This is one of the funniest, most deftly written screenplays in recent memory. And yet, as the amazingly convoluted plot unfurls, the laughter blends into a melancholy that's almost metaphysical. Tom begins moving between the gangs like an Irish yojimbo, trying to keep control over a situation that's always spinning out of hand. The movie's chief symbol is his hat, which keeps flying away from him, and which he has to hold on to because it's the key to his identity. When he has that hat, he can conceal what's going on in his head. And as long as nobody knows what he's up to, Tom can be in control. Control is the name of his game. That control means that Tom is ultimately unknowable. And unknowable heroes are exasperating to audiences. But Gabriel Byrne is the sort of actor who thinks with his eyes. He draws you into his opaque character, and the effect is hypnotic. The other actors, meanwhile, are busy giving the wildest, juiciest performances of a lifetime, especially John Polito as the childish and wily Casper, and the outlandishly sleazy John Turturro as Bernie, the guy Casper wants dead. Miller's Crossing isn't always easy and ingratiating, but it really works. It's a movie for people who don't mind having to think a little for their thrills.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. Miller's Crossing is now playing in New York and opens around the country in October.